Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House. I'm Reba Haas.
I'm Eric Osnes.
And we were just having some conversations about the lending world and what's happening with interest rates and whether or not the Fed is going to be making any adjustments coming up, correct?
That's absolutely right.
Yeah, and you weren't quite finished with your statement, so I'd love to, I was waiting with bated breath to get this information.
All right, well, perfect. Well, you know, we're kind of talking about the pros and cons of the increase and whether it makes sense or not. And, you know, with the other economic saying I was taught at Seattle U is never trust a one-armed economist because they can't say on the other hand. So there you go. And all right. So our arguments, you know, against an increase, number one, we don't think that wages are on fire right now. They're not going up dramatically. So we don't have a problem with inflation like that, that we need to control.
Yeah, in most areas of the country, no, they're not.
Nope. Demand for workers right now nationwide is a little bit sluggish. You know, there's a gap between the number of people looking for jobs and the number of job openings, you know, right now. There's a lot of people unemployed that are kind of out there warming the bench. And, you know, and so we've got a lot of people looking for jobs, and that really takes the pressure off of businesses. They don't have to pay higher wages to attract workers at this point.
And that's a point of view that most people here in the Seattle and Puget Sound region aren't necessarily seeing. Because,
correct,
you know, I have a report sitting here in front of me about Puget Sound, and it's all about the number of jobs that have come in recently and how we are struggling to find the right workers for, for positions that are open.
Right.
But on a national scale, we have to remember that we're not the center of the universe, despite what Fremont wants to say about itself.
We are an anomaly. We are blessed.
Absolutely.
We're extremely lucky right now. That's right. You know, so, we're not seeing a ton of inflationary pressure right now. You know, there's another argument as well, which is more of a global effect, and increasing our rates when we have other countries, especially China right now, that's you know, possibly going into a recession. You know, they're easing their policies, lowering their rates. By us increasing our rates, it strengthens our dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that's traveled recently, if you've been to Europe or Canada, you'll notice just how strong our dollar is, you know, with the exchange rate. Well,
which is nice, because for a very long time, we were not doing so well. And I love, personally, I love international travel. And I didn't do it for a long time, one, because of my business not allowing me the time, but even just looking at the cost, it had really shifted quite a bit in some years, and I just thought, it doesn't make sense. But now would be nice.
It's true. It's nice for us when we're traveling, and it's nice for us when we're buying, you know, imported goods.
Yeah.
It's not so good if you're a local business trying to sell overseas,
right,
because it makes our goods extremely expensive overseas,
right,
and that's going to slow our businesses down. So there's always this balancing act between keeping the dollar at a certain level, you know, not too strong, not too weak,
right,
to help our businesses that are doing trade with other countries. On the other side,
of course, Washington State has a very large export economy.
That's right, significant. So, you know, so we're always trying to walk that balancing act. Right now, the consensus is the dollar's probably a little bit stronger than it should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at least especially from the perspective of our businesses.
Okay.
So we're looking at that. So then the arguments for an increase are, number one, probably, well, it's not going to hurt rates that much. You know, we're just talking about a quarter of a point. It's not going to be the end of the world. Some think, let's just do a one and done. We'll get that increase out there, and then everything's, you know, we'll settle back down. We can stop speculating, you know, for the time being. I mentioned earlier that the bank fees could get a little bit more expensive. Maybe that increase isn't big enough to affect unemployment. You know, maybe that's going to not hurt us, hurt us. But when the cost of doing business for a company is higher, you know, are they going to be less inclined to hire more workers? That's
right,
absolutely a risk, you know, that we could face. And our economy is doing, you know, fairly well right now, you know, so, so we'll kind of see what happens with all of this. You know, my bet, and we can grade ourselves next week, or I'll grade myself next week. My bet is that they hold off. Maybe they'll do an increase in December.
Okay. But, well, that will be interesting, because I know a lot of folks have been speculating quite a while that by end of 2015, at least mortgage rates were going to be going up.
Yep.
And I do have a lot of buyers who are trying to chase ahead of potential rate increases. But I will say at some point I want to have us just for fun do a comparison of where rates had gone prior to now, because I do a lot of upfront education with clients. And one of the interesting components we get into is, especially with the group everybody calls the millennials, when I do a first meeting that's typically quite long, we actually do a historical referencing of interest rates from roughly the 80s to today. And when I tell them what some of the rates have been in the past, their eyes get like saucers.
Oh,
they
absolutely.
Have no idea.
Absolutely. My first house was at 15%.
Oh, and, what year was that?
1985.
Because you're old. I was just graduating high school the following year. So there you go.
refied down 11.5. And I thought that was like really, really cool.
Oh, I bet. Well, so, my very first house, when I bought it here in the Ravenna district of Seattle, my first house was at 9%. And I remember us being ecstatic
that
it was under double digits. And then my next house after that was, I think, at 7%. And the next house was also around 7%. And I've refinanced recently, so I'll never
refinance
that one
again. What do you figure?
Again.
Do you know, what's your guess of what the historical average mortgage rate is?
Oh my! Going back how far?
Go
to
back
the 40s.
Yeah, go back to the 40s.
Gosh, that's a great question. I've never had anyone ask me that.
It's around 7%.
Seven? Okay, I was going to guess 9%, but okay.
Yeah. And if you kind of compare it, let's say that the sky falls and we get into an inflationary thing and rates rocket up, mm-hmm. We're sitting today, roughly around 4% for a 30-year mortgage. Let's say that you're the typical home buyer in Seattle. I don't know if this is typical. Let's say you're looking at a $400,000 mortgage. Mm-hmm. Well, you've got a payment of about $1,900 a month, not counting your taxes and insurance. So let's say rates went from 4% to 5%. All of a sudden, now for that same payment, you can only afford about $356,000.
Okay, we started at 400%?
We started at 400,000.
Okay, so you weren't buying in North Seattle with that price point.
No, you weren't.
So you might be in Shoreline.
Should I look at some 500,000 numbers? No, I'm just saying.
No.
Yeah,
I mean,
because so in other words, today 400,000, if rates go up 1%, you're going to lose $44,000 worth of buying mm-hmm. power. If rates go up 2%, you're going to lose $80,000 in buying power. If
That's
rates go up 3%, you're going to lose $114,000 in buying power.
Right.
So we don't take a rate increase lightly by any stretch, but the odds are.
Well, and that also impacts the price of housing itself too, because if suddenly you have fewer people who can qualify
absolutely
for your home, then it will either stabilize or start bringing down our
affordability is a huge thing, and it's also a statistic that the government looks at. We want mm-hmm. to keep about 65% of our population owning homes. That's
which
our
is
goal.
About where we're at right now.
Pretty
it dropped
close.
I think right before the recession we
yep.
were hitting
63
a peak around
62.
71 or so mm-hmm.
that's
and
right
it's dropped quite a bit.
Yeah, that's right. But some of them shouldn't have been owning homes.
Yeah, well, and it makes sense because yeah. when we finally went in the recession and we went up to because what historically the default rate on mortgages is only about what 1.4% or
yeah.
so
yeah very
and so
low.
When it suddenly skyrocketed to close to 10, which of course yeah. followed employment. When we, in Washington State at least, we got up to what, about 9.4, 9.6%
unemployment
rate.
Right.
Yeah, you can imagine where that default rate is coming, to hitting close to 10%. And we weren't even as bad as other areas.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. It's nice to see those numbers looking a lot better here locally for us.
That's
yeah.
right. So moving on, I wanted to ask you a few quick questions as well, too. And
sure.
by the way, you're listening to Business Talk, KKOL 1300. So Reba, we know the market's strong right now, and I think you brought mm-hmm. some statistics in today about that.
Well, I do have some information. There's a couple of different things that I was looking at before we decided to do this show, and one of them had to do with a report that was out there. And I should mention, if folks want to reach out to us even outside of the show to start asking for information on coming weeks that we'll be providing, if you want to get access to the resources that we talk about, we do have a Facebook page. Team Reba at RE/MAX Metro Realty does have a Facebook page, so you can find us there. I'm on Twitter with the @TeamReba as my alias there. I'm also on LinkedIn if people want to find me. There's a number of social media outlets that you can track me down on and send your questions or requests for some of the content that we're bringing in. But the Northwest Multiple Listing Service came out with some of their statistics that have information about where we're at with the amount of inventory that we currently have. On average, for the kind of the Puget Sound region, we're around 2 to 3 months of inventory, which still puts us squarely in a seller's marketplace.
Yeah, tight. Yeah.
Very tight. And certain neighborhoods, of course, people will have recognized that because they're in the middle of dealing with multiple offer situations, which has been very painful for a lot of folks. But not everybody's getting those, of course. But there are some neighborhoods where you see it happening a little bit more. And what's interesting about balancing out that seller's market is those continued low interest rates keep driving the buyers.
Sure.
Right? So we have this very unusual marketplace right now in that the buyers aren't slowing down coming into the marketplace. In fact, if anything, they're kind of ramping up because of this idea that interest rates
fear
will be
of the
going
rates
up,
rising. Right? That's right.
Yeah. So us having this low inventory is seen by the real estate community as a major problem. But you know, part of what's driving all that is I'm looking at this report from the registry, Puget Sound Real Estate. And this writer, Neil Gonzalez, has a bunch of numbers, and he's talking about we had posted in our region 236,400 new wage and salary jobs in the past 5 years. And wow, that's based on an employment report, a state employment report by the Seattle-based Puget Sound Regional Council. And they develop policies and coordinate decisions about growth and transportation planning in King, Pierce, Snohomish, and Kitsap counties. That job growth was the second highest in the last 25 years, surpassed only by the 279,000 gain from 95 to 2000. So that's really significant. And so those jobs are really pushing our marketplace, and not even just in the areas that people expect of kind of North Seattle and West Seattle, downtown Bellevue, Redmond, Kirkland, but Each county I work in, we're seeing those pressures still happening because there's just not enough inventory and the buyers are scrambling and trying to find new and interesting ways to still get into their housing. But anyway, I'll be talking about that more as we continue this show, since it's not a one time only today. So if people have more questions, contact us for sure and we'll give you the number again.
You're listening to Business Radio 1300 KKOL.
You're listening to Open House with Team Reba. We'll return in a moment.